Tom C. McKinney Jr. I'm continuing the transcription dictation on Gregory Frank. Next paragraph is medical allergies. None reported. New paragraph. Pertinent past medical history, spinal meningitis. Ulcerative colitis, arthritis, asthma, diabetes, dyslipidemia, migraine, pneumonia, polio, infectious disease history, reported chickenpox, measles, pneumonia, new paragraph, systematic review of systems, general, he reports dizziness, tendency to fainting, headaches, that's under general, EENT, blurred vision, transient dizziness, diplopia, glaucoma, hay fever, headaches, pruritus, visual flashes with halos. Respiratory, he reports a concurrent symptoms of cold, lung trouble, asthma, wheezing, chronic frequent cough, difficulty with breathing, history of pleurisy, hemoptysis, recent history, that is history of treatment for asthma, cardiovascular, hypertension, dyspnea and orthopnea, endocrine no symptoms, reported gastrointestinal constipation, nausea, neck no symptoms reported, dermatological no symptoms reported, genitourinary, nocturia and urinary frequency, hematological no symptoms reported, locomotor musculoskeletal, difficulty with ambulation, neuromuscular weakness, no history of claudication or varicose veins. Male genitourinary, he stands 6'2" tall, weighs 205 pounds. He has a history of nocturia 2 to 3 times per night. He denies dysuria, hematuria, penile discharge, decreased urinary force, recent kidney or bladder infections, difficulty with emptying the bladder, no testicular pain or swelling, last prostate examination 1 year ago, sexual function, he's sexually active, experiences a satisfactory sexual life, he denies difficulty with intercourse, he denied exposure to transmissible disease. Mental health, he reports feeling depressed but denies symptoms of tearfulness, difficulty with appetite, dysomnia, panic symptoms, suicidal ideation or gestures, counseling, or major stress problems. Neuropsychiatric, he denies psychiatric referral, psychiatric care, history of convulsions, fainting spells, or paralysis. Personal health and safety, he does have some difficulty with his vision. He denied living alone, having frequent falls. He has not completed advanced directive, did not request additional information to do so. He denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. He was born on November 15, 1947. He's 74 years old. New paragraph, family history. His father died at age 41 in a plane crash as an Air Force pilot. New paragraph, his mother died at age 87 from cancer. New paragraph, he has a sister who was deceased at age 59 with diabetes. He has a brother age 68 and good 61-year-old brother in terrible health. New paragraph, his wife is 63 in good health. He has three children, ages 32 to 33 in excellent health. New paragraph, family history was reported to be positive for arthritis, cancer, chemical dependency, diabetes, and hypertension. He denied, new paragraph, he denied a family history of asthma, bleeding tendencies, convulsions, heart disease or stroke, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. He has completed a postgraduate education, social history and health habits. He is married. He takes 3 to 4 beers daily. He previously smoked cigars but has had none in the last 2 months. He denies recreational substances. He is living with his wife. There's no dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. None are reported. He is retired. Serious illnesses and injuries. He has a history of fractures, concussions, previous serious injuries and illnesses. New paragraph, he has a prosthetic hip with history of 3 replacements. He experienced previously polio with a good outcome, a history of spinal meningitis with good outcome, and previous leg fracture with good outcome. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. He has had a blood transfusion in April 1983. New paragraph, surgeries include prosthetic hip replacement, repair of leg fracture, and knee surgery. New paragraph, he does report being hospitalized for some prolonged care with his surgical history. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, he reports his symptoms of blurred vision, dizziness, diplopia, fatigue, sense of lightheadedness, disequilibrium, with nausea and vomiting. That is nausea. New paragraph. Head, he reports neuralgia about the forehead and behind the left eye. New paragraph, he describes intermittent headaches in the forehead and left eye. Uncertain etiology. New paragraph, he describes 2 or 3 blackouts up to 3 days ago and before, lasting no more than 5 seconds. No similar family history. New paragraph, neck. He denied neuralgia, loss of neuromuscular strength in the extremities, mild spasm, but he does report numbness in the head below the left eye. He describes intermittent neck pain. But no stiffness, swelling, or paresthesias. New paragraph, upper back and arms. He denied symptoms. New paragraph, Middle back, he denied symptoms. Low back, he reported weakness in his legs. New paragraph, shoulders. He reports some sense of weakness in his shoulders, improved with sitting. New paragraph, elbows, he denied symptoms. Wrists, he denied symptoms. Hips, he denied symptoms. Ankles, he denied symptoms. Feet, he reports some numbness that's variable and intermittent, but not currently present. New paragraph. Neurological review of systems. I'm sorry, yes. Neurological review of symptoms. He denies actual vision. He reports that his diplopia has improved on serial ophthalmological exams while taking prednisone. Of taste, chewing, swallowing, vocalizations, dash phonation, or hearing, new paragraph. He denied tremor, unusual stiffness, new paragraph. He denied other unusual sensory symptoms, new paragraph. He denied serious dysomnia, new paragraph. Neurological examination, mental status. Today he is alert, oriented, appropriate, quite concerned about his symptoms, and somewhat adamant about and concerned about their presence, particularly with the headaches, lightheadedness, on diplopia. His thinking is otherwise logical, goal-oriented, and without unusual ideation. New paragraph, cranial nerves to observation today are within normal limits. New paragraph, his motor examination demonstrates normal bulk and strength and tone. New paragraph, sensory examination was deferred. His deep tendon reflexes are preserved. Ambulatory examination is fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph. Laboratory. CT imaging of the brain performed at ED evaluation in Low Hospital shows mild ventricular enlargement and findings consistent with mild cerebral blood volume loss. No evidence of acute ischemia, no hemorrhage, no midline shift, no masses, scattered punctate T2 and flare signal hyperintensities in the white matter, most pronounced in the left frontal lobe, without enhancement. Normal craniocervical junction, normal patent vascular flow voids, unremarkable scalp and calvarium. The orbits appear normal bilaterally. Small mucus retention cyst was seen in the dependent portion of the right maxillary sinus. Concha bullosa, left larger than right. Dash, there is no definite intracranial abnormality. New paragraph, laboratory. Blood count on June 25th, 2022 showed normal neutrophil count, normal lymphocyte count, monocytes, eosinophils, and basophils with a borderline white cell count of 9,100 without anemia, and indices. New paragraph, Conference of Chemistry panel. Show an elevated random glucose of 168 with normal BUN and creatinine. Chemistry panel, calcium, alkaline phos, liver functions, globulin level, BUN, corrected calcium, estimated GFR greater than 60, and normal troponin. Dear Dr. Carter and professional colleagues, thank you for referring. Frank Gregory for neurological evaluation with his history of eye and facial pain. Diplopian headaches. Whereas ophthalmological evaluation was suspicious for pseudotumor cerebri or temporal arteritis, new paragraph. As you already know by his clinical history, he is at risk because of his alcohol consumption in face of his previous history of polio and possibly meningitis. New paragraph. There's no obvious nuchal rigidity on today's examination, new paragraph. I was able to obtain his report from the ophthalmologist, which gives, and there is a given history of improvement with his course of 40 milligrams of prednisone daily over the last several weeks on serial examinations. New paragraph. His current MR imaging report is non-disclosing. New paragraph. In consideration of his clinical history in this presentation, additional laboratory studies will need to be accomplished, including exclusion of evidence of an increased erythrocyte sedimentation rate, C-reactive protein, new paragraph. I am ordering a high-resolution 3D neuroquant brain imaging study to exclude other definable etiologies that would implicate his findings of vasculitic or cerebrovascular disease or possible giant cell arteritis, new paragraph. Radiograms, of course, additional laboratory work will be requested, new paragraph. He is scheduled for a temporal artery biopsy, which I've encouraged. New paragraph, he's due to go back and see his ophthalmologist in follow-up, which I have encouraged. New paragraph, in consideration of his care, I am increasing his prednisone to 60 milligrams a day for the next week, and I will see him for follow-up in consideration for further treatment with additional information. New paragraph. The findings on his MR imaging study are not entirely consistent with pseudotumor cerebri by the report. New paragraph, certainly exclusion of giant cell arteritis would be indicated. New paragraph, my testing will exclude nutritional, metabolic, inflammatory, other infectious, and etiologies. New paragraph, it is very important to follow his progress at this point. New paragraph, today I believe we provided him with samples of medication, additional samples of medication for his headache that he reports is particularly bothersome. New paragraph, I wouldn't be surprised if his headache, however, resolves at the higher dose of steroids. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when I see him in a week in my signature.